You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast.
Ooh, it's our Halloween episode. That was so scary.
So scary.
Today we're talking about Roseanne.
Yeah.
Did you watch Roseanne?
I really don't remember if I watched it. I must have watched it a little bit when it first came on. I just remember not from the very beginning, and then started to watch reruns. Yeah.
Roseanne ran on ABC from 1988 to 1997. I wasn't allowed to watch it in the beginning because my parents hated the show. My mom specifically hated the show because she thought they were
kind of vulgar, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. They seemed like not in the way that she was parenting, but just in the generalness of it.
Yeah.
It was our family dynamic. Yeah. Like, it was.
I was kind of thinking that, too. And it was very much like, yeah, they were just real down to earth and like cool. They're and cool. Just also very Midwest. Very just, just it was how we grew up. Yeah.
Plus, we had the same couch. The pattern on our couch was our couch, except we had like the high back one. And they had the lower one, but it was the same couch. And my mom was always talking about how ugly their couch was. And I'm like, really?
We're sitting on it.
I think around the time that the show started, that's when we like got all new furniture and new carpet and stuff. So maybe she
was like, oh, we're better than
that. We are so done with that couch. I specifically remember an episode where Darlene writes a poem. And she was like very teen angsty.
Yeah, she was.
And I was very teen angsty, and I was trying to be Darlene, but I didn't have a lot of issues.
Yeah. I love the dynamic of the girls that, you know, they would like fought with each other so much. And I think me and my sister were probably a little bit like that growing up. I think most siblings are. So
Roseanne Barr was actually picked for the role from by the producers after being seen on The Tonight Show. And they decided that's the kind of parent, because she talked about like parenting and like real parenting. And they're like, that's the kind of parent that we want to portray. It's like a middle America, you know.
Real person.
Real person, which she totally is, especially now when I watch it. I'm like, yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel all the time. Roseanne Barr was born into a Jewish family in Salt Lake City, Utah. And her parents actually kept their Jewish heritage a secret. And they went to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to hide the fact that they were Jewish for some reason.
Interesting.
And so I guess like on the weekends they were Mormon and during the week they were Jewish is what Roseanne has said.
Huh.
At 16, Roseanne was hit by a car and that left her with like a traumatic brain injury. And her behavior changed so much that she was institutionalized in a Utah state hospital.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't know that.
And I did kind of know this about her, but didn't know the details. While she was there, she had a baby. Oh. And she put the baby up for adoption.
Didn't know that. Yeah.
And she she was also offered the role of Peg Bundy at one point in Married with Children.
I think I did know that.
I had no idea. I can't even picture it.
It seems now like that would be so off.
It would obviously be a completely different role.
Because, once a character is someone of an iconic show, I mean, it'd be like when you find out that Courtney Cox auditioned for the role of Rachel.
Right.
And you're like, now you're like, that wouldn't work. Mm. But we don't know that. You know, it's so funny because like now it's happened. But
in this case, it would have been not the same character.
No, not at all. Because every actress or actor like brings
trying to be fancy all the time and trying to be sexy. John Goodman played her husband. He was born in Missouri and his dad died of a heart attack when he was just 12.
Wow.
He's been married to Annabeth Hartzog since 1989. And then Laurie Metcalf played Jackie, who I always
the wiseacre sister.
She was the wiseacre. I was always annoyed by Jackie, and I never got her character when I was like in high school. But now when I watch it, she's my favorite character.
Yeah, she's super fun, and she always is the cool aunt, of course. And they have a great sister dynamic, and they, you know, they think their mom's crazy, and they just they're always like always ribbing on her. And yeah, the kids love Jackie. I mean, they love Aunt Jackie. And she has her issues with Dan back and forth, but she's clearly
she
like...
She has man troubles.
She has a lot of man troubles.
All the time.
Yeah. It's
constant. She dated some crazy
people. I recently
people.
Watched some shows and I was just thinking, oh my goodness. Yeah, she had lots of crazy. And then she dated, yeah.
She dated George Clooney.
Yeah, she dated when his name was it Booker?
Booker.
Yeah.
And then he cheated on her.
Yep.
And then he came back and he was like, please. Yeah. And I was like, come on, take him back.
Take him back.
Shoot. Michael Fishman played DJ Connor.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch there was an ABC special recently before the Roseanne reboot came on. And he, as an adult, and I think they were interviewing both him and Roseanne talking about it and how when he auditioned, I mean, he had to have been...
He was little.
Little, five mm-hmm. maybe. And they just said they had like this instant bond and it was aww. Like she treated him like mm-hmm. he was her baby, you know. And I remember seeing that early on, you watch that, how little he is. And she has that really cute dynamic with him in the first yeah. season especially. And even in the beginning, you know, when they go around the table and they show all the characters mm-hmm. for like each season, at the very end, DJ like comes up and it like, you know, is just aww. Hugging on her like, this is my mama, you yeah. know, and it's so mm-hmm. cute. So I was like, I remember him talking about that, how from the very beginning he remembers that, like that being yeah. his big thing.
But then his character became like an awkward teenager.
Yeah.
And it was always like, ew. So always like really cringy moments yeah. with his character.
Because he was so cute and little. And then, yeah.
And then he was a teenager. Yeah. Sarah Gilbert, of course, played Darlene mm-hmm. Connor.
She played that really well. I mean, yeah, she just had every part of that aspect of what she was trying to be as a teenager, mm-hmm. as a moody teenager, you know, and a tomboy and everything. You know, she yeah. had all of that stuff going on and went through her changes, I'm pretty sure, like went through puberty and then was like, yeah, I don't want to be girly and, you know, those kinds of things. She was a great actress in that.
She was. And Lisa Garrison played Becky. Yes. First Becky. Yeah, she was kind of an annoying character sometimes because she was the big sister and I had a big sister and my big sister was always getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
And I was always stealing her clothes.
Yeah, she was real over... Becky's character in general was kind of overly dramatic and she was always...
Even in the reboot, yeah. she's mm-hmm. like still over the top.
She's very over
like,
the
oh,
top.
Calm
yeah.
down, Becky.
Yeah.
And I don't know why my notes don't have the name of the second Becky.
Sarah Chalk, right?
Oh, you're good. I don't know.
Is no, I just name? Know that that's who it is. Yeah, because she was on, well, was she on Scrubs and random things. Yeah.
She was on Scrubs. I liked her on Scrubs.
Sarah Chalk, yeah, she came on. And the best part, of course, about the switch of the Beckys all the time was just adding little things in. And I recently watched, again, this we're going to talk about Halloween. She came to their house as... like the new Becky came with her kids, I believe it was.
Oh, later?
Yeah, like when the other Becky's back on and she's like, oh my God, this seems like a really great house. I mean, they would just always play on that crap. It was so funny. Or they'd be like, haven't seen you in a long time, Becky. She'd walk into the room and she's like, what do you mean? I've been here all along. And they would just do funny things like that and always like dig about the fact that they were switching out Becky's, which was
because it's a sitcom. We all know it's a sitcom.
Yep.
Yesterday, I came home from work and I wasn't feeling well, so I laid down on the couch and I watched Roseanne for like 3 hours.
Nice.
And I watched the first episode of season 9, which was the last season, I think. Mm-hmm. And Dan and Roseanne had broken up because yeah. of something or other. I didn't watch the episode before. But in the last season, it was a cliffhanger
yeah.
in season 8. So then in season 9 premiere, they were broken up and Roseanne went to live with her sister or her mom, I don't know. And she was watching TV and she starts imagining them, like her and Dan, as different characters on different old sitcoms. So like they were Mary Tyler Moore and
cool.
whatever her boss's name is. And they were in I Dream of Jeannie and it was really cute. And at the end of that episode, that's when they won the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
Which some people say kind of ruined the show. It was like...
The last
why
season
did they
in
win
general,
the lottery?
Because I think they broke up. Dan had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of went through like a midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. And it was basically because of his health. And then when he came back, it was that whole she got on him about stuff. Mm-hmm. If I remember that correctly, it's been so long since they saw
he
that.
He wouldn't take care of himself.
And he wouldn't take care of himself. And that's why they broke up. And then they won the lottery. It turns out, like, so they won the lottery, whatever, that whole last year was fake. And he died when he had the heart attack. Which is interesting because now the reboots happened and that was a dream.
Right.
But that's kind of how that, yeah.
I haven't watched it in so long.
I haven't either, but I remember that specifically. And I remember the end of the series and her sitting there. And maybe she started writing, I feel like. She started writing, I think. And then she's like, it's been a year since you died, Dan. And you're like, what?
So they didn't win the lottery?
I believe that was a dream. Yeah, I think they went all Dallas and it was like a dream, which we'll get into that at some point. You haven't seen that part
but
yet.
But she still had little baby Jerry Garcia. That happened before he died, right? Before
I remember Dan watching died. That. Yeah, so she had little baby Jerry Garcia. Yeah. God, so weird. Like, I totally did. I can't remember now towards the end. Like, I just remember that all happening. And then, yeah, he... It was supposed to be. But yeah, he was still okay when that happened.
So. Our research is on point
today. Way on point
We have done so much homework.
We can just talk about it because we watched it. You know, it's fine.
I've been very busy. I have had a lot of stuff going on.
Me too.
See?
Trying to find, you know, life. A new way in life.
Life. Life is getting crazy.
Yeah, so life has gotten crazy.
Why are we talking about Roseanne today of all days, the 30th of October?
Exactly.
Which will be today.
Yeah. Because Roseanne, of all probably sitcoms, was the most Halloween-centered. Mm-hmm. They made sure to go all out.
Obsessed with Halloween. The family, like, revered Halloween as, like, their main holiday because there was one of the Halloween episodes where the kids didn't want to participate and they were all sad. And then in the end of the episode, the kids put snakes in their bed.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, you do care about the holiday. A big deal for them.
Yeah. She, like, literally, there's one episode at the beginning, she's talking to Becky on the phone and she's like, well, why wouldn't you ask a job before you take it if you get Halloween off?
Right.
Like, she's like, what? And so that was the episode where Roseanne was depressed the whole time. I think it was season 5.
I think so.
And they try to cheer her up the whole time. So right away, Jackie comes in and she's like, and funny this, she's like, did you hear in Nebraska where they grow the corn? I think she's going to eat cornflakes, which that doesn't make any sense, but whatever. She's like, something about body parts. And then sure enough, Roseanne like pours, I think, the cereal and an ear falls out. And she's just like, meh. And so then Dan comes in and he's like, Jackie, where'd you put all the pumpkin stuff? Oh, down the disposal. Mm. So then he reaches in and like pretends his hand got chopped off and everything goes spurting everywhere. And Roseanne's just sitting there again.
Yeah.
She goes in the bathroom. Darlene's hanging from the ceiling.
She's like, yeah.
She's like, and over it. So that's when she gets visited by the ghosts of Halloween, past, present, and future.
Yeah, it's a Christmas carol, but it's Halloween.
Yeah. The best part is they show her like when she's in a bassinet and her mom is freaking out. Roseanne, what's wrong? Oh my God, she's not breathing. And she jumps up and runs away. And then the baby's like, ha, 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 ha.
Whoever played the mom in that scene looked just like the mom.
She did. I was like, and sounded like her.
Yeah.
I don't know if they tweaked her voice, but I was like, that's a little weird.
I had to pause it and look and see, is that really the same actor?
Crazy.
Yeah, that was season 5.
Yeah.
Roseanne, like we said, was a huge fan of Halloween, and they actually wouldn't let her do the Halloween episode in the first season because the network was afraid of what people would think of that, because they were already worried about the show anyway because of...
That's true. It's kind of brash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they said no. They were afraid that some viewers would be turned off by the satanic implications the holiday, just like
80s
when we were talking about Bewitched and they were afraid of witches and Satan and all that stuff. But by the time season 2 came around, they caved and they let Roseanne do what she wanted. So they actually only had 8 Halloween episodes, not 9. I was looking for the season 1 episode and then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Turns out there isn't one.
When we knew we were to do this and I like looked it up and they like somebody rated him from best to worst. And
I was like, why do you only have this many?
Yeah, I was like, hold on, there were 9 seasons. So, but that would make sense too, because even a first season of any show is kind of like, you know.
It's a warm up. Well, season 2 was the first one and that's actually my favorite. my favorite Halloween episode.
Is that where they do the big thing, like the big haunted house in
their
house?
Yeah, they do a haunted house in their house. Yeah. Roseanne and Dan are competing to see who is the master, scaring each other. That's when Dan pretends to cut his hand off. She can't get him to fall for any of her tricks. Mm-hmm. And she's getting like really frustrated. I think that's the one where she pretends to like shock herself in the toaster.
Yeah.
And then he pretends like it's working. And he's like, no. No.
That's so she rats her hair all up and everything. Yeah. And he comes running in and he's like, oh, hey, when my toast gets burnt.
And then they have the haunted house and they have all the neighbors come through. Mm-hmm. And DJ is the door greeter and he's talking over. Yeah. Which is the funniest thing. I'm pretty sure it's Dan's voice. And I know that my parents watched this episode because I remember my dad laughing so hard. Sorry. Sorry for my phone. I remember my dad laughing so hard at that moment. Because it is really funny, and he does it a couple of times.
He's so cute. Well, and that's when, like, Becky gets into it. She's in there. She's in the kitchen stirring, like, the stew, and a hand grabs her arm into it. Jackie's head's up through the table.
That's the best scene ever. Is when she comes up through the table. And it's like an iconic scene, her head on there, because you see it in, like later flashbacks and stuff like that. Becky was a flight attendant who lost her arm.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know where Darlene was.
Darlene was...
She must have been in the stove pulling her hand into the pot or something.
Oh, yeah, probably. Because, yeah, they were doing some other stuff early on. Is that the one at the beginning, though, where I think Becky didn't want to participate? Or was that a different one altogether? Or she was supposed to go to somebody's party?
I think she didn't want to in the beginning, yeah.
There was a party she didn't get invited to, so then she ends up dressing up. But at first she was like, and then Darlene comes in and says something to her. And Darlene is like, I think when she first comes in, she just has a bunch of like random swords like stuck into her, like, or something along those lines. And it's so funny because she's like makes fun of Becky for not getting invited to a party. And she's like, drop dead. And Darlene goes, bam. And she like literally. And then she's like, that was amazing. I did that right on cue. So they were like all out with their stuff.
That's so fun. Season 3, Dan was freaked out because DJ wanted to be a witch for Halloween. And Dan was like, no, you're a warlock. And he's like, no, I'm a witch. And Dan's telling Roseanne, he can't go as a witch. He's going to get beat up. And she's like, oh, it's fine. He's still a little kid.
That'd be great.
So Dan tells him he can be a warlock. And he's like, okay, fine. And then Dan takes his broom from him. And he's like, no, I need the broom. So he's freaking out about the broom. Oh, and also Roseanne points out that Darlene was a pirate 3 years in a row. And Dan's just like, that doesn't matter. Like, he doesn't care what Darlene
yeah,
does.
Yeah, she can do whatever.
But he doesn't want DJ
can't to be a witch. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a haunted house somewhere else, that they're going to someone else's haunted house. DJ's all upset with Dan, and Dan feels bad that he took DJ's broom from him and everything. So he does come around. Becky is dressed as a, like, half-mutilated princess or something.
Is that where her eyes on her hair?
Falling out? Yeah. It's amazing. I wish I could be that.
Oh, is that the one where she comes down and like Darlene's sitting on the couch and the little baby alien comes out?
It feels so good. And oh my God, that was the best ever.
That's like good. It comes out and it's all ring,
alien ring, comes ring out of her sweatshirt.
It's so gross. To that little alien's all weird.
I totally want to have that costume.
That would be kind of cool.
It'd be the best ever. Dan is the Three Stooges.
Oh,
He's the three-headed stooge. And, oh, that's the one where Roseanne dresses up like a guy. And she and Jackie get stranded.
Yeah, and they go to the bar. And this guy tries to fight Roseanne because he thinks she's a dude.
Because Roseanne goes over and these guys are playing pool. And this one guy is all talking about, like, his sexual conquest and, you know, how she was begging for more. And then she had her roommate come in. And,
oh my God.
Roseanne's like, that never happened. It's great. And then Crystal comes in the bar and...
Oh, yeah. The guy tries to force her to dance, right? Like, that's why he's going to fight Roseanne. Because she's
that's
like,
when
leave
they
her
are
alone.
About to start to fight. But before that, Crystal is all upset over a guy and she's telling Jackie, you know, and then she looks at Roseanne and she's like, and who's your friend? And she's like trying to pick up on Roseanne. And Roseanne's
like
Jackie or Crystal or
that's
whatever.
Hilarious.
It was so good. And then Dan comes in and he's like, that's my husband.
He goes, leave him alone or whatever. And he goes, what's it to you? That's my husband. That's amazing.
That's a good one. I love that one. Those, I think, seasons 2 and 3 are like the best.
Yeah. There was one that was like real, I can't remember if I only watched parts of it, but it was like David started dating a new girl and they kept referring it to it being Halloween.
Yes. And then Darlene, it wasn't a very Halloween episode because I don't think anybody.
There was a prank at the very end because Darlene comes home. Yes. And then she's like, where's David? And they're like, oh, I don't know. They're trying to play it off. Yeah. And then DJ's in the basement like, she's, with this girl. downstairs with a new girl. And they go down and she starts like choking her on the bed and pulls her head off, of course. And then they're like, ha ha, gotcha.
That was season six. My note for season six, I didn't note much. It just says lame, no costumes.
Lame, no costumes. So true.
I mean, it was just another episode. I was really disappointed that there weren't any costumes, but she ripped her head off. So that's kind of redeeming.
And the one in season two, right? Where they're at the very end, they're still trying to get each other. Roseanne, what does she end up doing that she thinks that she's the master, but then she's taking down the decorations like in their garage and Dan like comes up with a Jason mask on and a chainsaw. So she's like, okay, you're the master. Yeah. And he's like, yeah. So then the end scene though is her on the phone talking to her mom. Oh, you're going to come visit? Yeah. Oh, okay. And Dan's losing his mind. And he's like, no. And she goes, okay, well, I think that'd be fine. Oh, you're going to stay for three weeks? Oh, okay. Okay, Mom, well, I guess we'll see you soon. And he's flipping out, running around the room, freaking out. And then she's done. And he goes, call her right back. Call her right now. They're not coming. Da, 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 da. And she's like, the master. And then he bows down.
She didn't even hang up that phone when he was screaming. I was like, she can hear you.
My mom's still on there.
I think the last one yesterday was like season eight, maybe, where Leon, that's the guy who owns the restaurant.
Yeah.
He had a party at the restaurant. Roseanne is dressed as Prince.
Yes, I do remember that.
And I was like, oh my God, I want to go to Prince this year. And then I looked it up online. I was like, I don't think I can spend that much money.
Is that the one where they try to also, they try to make Roseanne think that Jackie's man is gay?
Jackie's husband is gay. Yes.
And that's right. So she's going around talking about it. She's like, no, this is my prank. And it's like David's hanging in the cooler or whatever. And then, is that at the end, like she finds Dan
she
and
finds
him
Dan
in bed?
And him in bed. Because they're at the party and everyone's like, oh yeah, I know him from before. Like,
that's right. Yeah. They're like Diana Ross. And she's like, Dan, that's a man.
she's like, I don't know if I should tell Jackie. And so then she tells Jackie and Jackie's like, what? And she storms into the bedroom and they're in there together.
That
and
is awesome.
Leon comes out of the bathroom. But yeah, that was a great party. And
that was a good one.
Oh, Dan was dressed as like a farmer or something. And he was like, I'm a macho man. And he's walking around like, I'm so macho.
Oh, he was
so
supposed
macho.
To be. She said, I'm Prince and you're the Duke. So that's he was right. trying to be John Wayne.
He was John Wayne. That's what it is. I don't know.
I literally just saw that part as they walked in and she said that to him. That's the only reason I know that. I was like, oh, yeah.
That was a good one. Season four. At the very beginning of season four, they have a new neighbor. Her name is Kathy.
This is the best. That was the best.
And she's like stuck up and like, you know, really straight laced. And she comes in and she's like knocking on the door.
Well,
and it's open.
First of all, I want to know this. Like, they're making the noises in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why was she even walking up to the house? Or did she hear this from her house? Because she walks up and Dan's making weird noises. Mm-hmm. And then, she like.
She goes inside.
Goes
she's
inside.
Like, hello. And she goes in the kitchen and Dan's laid out on the table with his guts spilling out. And Roseanne's like got blood all over her. She's got the knife and. She totally scares this lady.
And she's like, what? She's like, when I've done this before. And the girl's like, oh, what?
I love later when Jackie comes over and she looks at Roseanne and she's like, what's all over your shirt? And she's like, oh, I killed Dan.
Yeah. I killed Dan. She's like, oh.
Yeah. And then they go to their lodge party.
Yeah. Is that where they're the dead? He's got Roseanne as the ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah.
That's where he's supposed to be. Dead. I forget what their names are now.
But she's
sing their little song.
Yeah, it was really cute. I liked the cowboy with the arrows sticking out of him. There was a line where Becky says,
"What's his name from Grey's?"
James, I don't know.
James Pickens.
Okay. There's a line that Becky says, or like they're having a conversation, and Becky's like, "I wish I had an adult role model." I'm like, that's pretty much the theme
that's
of this show.
Pretty much true.
Yeah, that was a good one. And Jackie is Morticia Adams.
Yeah.
And Crystal.
Crystal's supposed to be Elvira.
It's Elvira. And they're like, why did we dress the same? And
That's when
Booker shows up
as a moose. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And she couldn't, like, she didn't recognize his voice because she's like, I'm talking to this really nice man over here, but he won't take it off.
As soon as I heard his voice, that's who it was. I was like, it's Booker.
No, I was like, I know that voice. Yep. How do I know that voice? But then I forgot that he was on the show.
I almost knew right away because I was like, okay, why is this being weird? That it's clearly someone she knows because of the way she said it. Mm-hmm. He won't take off his hat. And then she starts talking to him and I heard his voice and I'm like, oh, this is for sure Booker because that's got to be, that's who
it is. She was like, she had been calling up all her old boyfriends.
Yeah, she was in a bad place and she was just like, oh, okay. That's
good. Season 5 was the one where Roseanne didn't want to do anything because she was... She was upset because they had put her mom in a home or something like
that. Yeah, and then she was sad that Becky wasn't going to be there. And so, yeah, that, I think that was when Darlene was dressed. Was she? Yeah, she was dressed as the girl from The Birds, the movie The Birds. So she had like she had the beige trench coat on with birds all attached to her. That. Yeah, at the very beginning, and then she grabs. She's like, "Go get your brother," and he's Hannibal Lecter, and she just wheels him out on the thing, and she goes,
"Just prop him up."
And she's like, "Don't forget in the car, face up." But Roseanne, the whole time, she's like, people come to the door, and she's like, "Yeah, you're real scary. Here you go, here's your candy." She's all depressed.
And then the ghost comes, and she's like, "You're super scary." And then she looks under the sheet, and there's just like a heart.
It's just a heart. There. That's creepy. Yeah.
That was awesome. I wish I could do that costume.
But that's when they show you how apparently Dan and Roseanne also met at a Halloween party.
That's right. They because showed in the that ghost, in the Ghost of Christmas Halloween Pass.
I mean, Halloween, so she's like supposed to be Ginger if she got rescued from the island.
That was great.
And the girl that's like, I'm a princess. She comes up, this is my date, Dan Connor. And he's like Fred Flintstone or something. So he's like, oh, da 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 da. They're talking. And then she's like, here, you should bob for apples. And she tells her to do it, the princess girl. And it's all blue, like paint or something. Mm-hmm. So then he's like, oh, so you don't want to dance? And she's like, well, maybe. So they start dancing. Yeah.
And he's like, love story. And she's like, you don't know what I'm supposed to be? He's like, Ginger, if she didn't get rescued?
Yeah.
So that's how they know they're meant to be together. That was awesome.
That was good. I really liked that one. The one, was it the very last season I watched? And is that the one? Oh, yeah. It was like very bizarre. First of all, Roseanne was the nanny. Dressed as the nanny. Did you see that? They go to some big swing. Okay, so yes, because they had won the lottery. So that's why.
Hmm.
Her and Jackie go to this party. And I think Jackie's dressed like, I don't even know what it was. It almost like, who's that girl? Madonna's how she looked. Hmm. So they go to this big swanky party. And Roseanne's the nanny. So she has this dress on that's cut way low in the back. So she has like a bodysuit thing underneath, though, that's like flesh colored.
Yeah.
She starts to go into some weird maze, and I can't even remember what happened, but she runs into Darlene, who's pregnant, and then this other couple comes in, and they're like, oh, here, you need to drink the special tea, and it's like this weird, creepy mess, and then they, like, Darlene goes into labor, and then they go to find her, and she's like, that's my grandchild, and it's like the devil, and Darlene's like, my baby's so pretty, and she's all, like, in a trance. It was really weird. I just remember watching this, like, what's happening to this episode?
Okay, so what happened was, I was at home sick watching all of these. Mm-hmm. And then my dryer broke. Or not my dryer, my washer broke.
Oh, no.
So I had to call the Samsung people and be like, this little part came off of the inside of my dryer, or my washer.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's not under warranty. And I was like, yes, it is. But they were trying to tell me that the drum of my washer has a 3-year warranty. I'm 2 years in. That's when stuff breaks.
Yeah.
I'm 2 years in. And she's like, no, it only covers the drum. And I'm like, "What? This is a part of the drum. This is literally part of the drum.
Yeah, part of the drum came off.
And she's like, well, it's not that. That's not. And I was like, fine. Why don't you guys then come over and replace the drum? And then she said, please hold. And then she comes back and she said, we will send you the part that has broken off. Okay, thanks.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Thanks for that. I'm sick and dying and I'm trying to watch Roseanne because I have to watch this for tomorrow.
Talk about this.
And this is my job and you are making me not do my job.
Bastards.
Samsung. Is that what... Is that what it is? Samsung? Is that what my washer is?
I don't know.
It seems like that isn't a washer brand. I feel that's like a phone brand.
Samsung's a phone or a TV or.
But pretty sure I dialed Samsung.
He probably did. That's probably why it's not under warranty.
They were like, ma'am, this is phones.
I'm sorry. We have phone parts? I don't know what you're calling about.
We can send you a phone part.
Hilarious.
So yeah, Roseanne was a good show, and I watched it a lot when I was like 16.
Yeah, me too. I watched it as I got a little older, yeah. And I watched tons of reruns of that show.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Growing up through my adulthood, every time it was on, and it's been on a lot more recently. And the reboot's been great, and now The Conners is going to come on starting, mm-hmm. I think it starts next week.
I think I only watched 3 episodes of the reboot.
We're not going to be on until later.
What?
The Conners has already started.
Okay. As of October 30th.
As of, yeah.
And I thought the reboot would be cheesy and corny, mm-hmm. but it's really not.
No, it's almost exactly the same. Yeah. And it's really
just
good.
Like they continued on.
And I love the stories. I mean, and they wrote things in, you know, clearly Mark has passed away mm-hmm. because the actor passed away in real life. Mm-hmm. And they do touch on that and how Becky's dealing with it.
Becky's sad in the reboot.
She really is.
She's so sad. Like
I'm just wondering, yeah,
she's trying to be younger. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to get older, and yeah. she's trying to be like a kid, and then she's trying to sell her eggs to the other Becky.
Oh, that's right.
So yep. that she can have a baby.
She pretended to be like 25.
Yeah, she lies about her age, and yeah. she just is really sad. And
she is, and it's like she really had a hard time with, as she, you know, probably after he passed, you know, the character.
Mm.
And Darlene, same thing. I mean, obviously, her and David had broken up previously. They've got the kids together, but they were great. It'll be interesting to see what happens with them going forward because mm-hmm. I like they touch on a lot of stuff. And Darlene's oldest, and she's very like outspoken and doesn't like, just doesn't want to be around.
I want to punch her.
And then
she's perfect, though. She looks like Darlene.
Yeah.
She's just like her.
I love that girl, too, as an actress. She's been on Shameless for years. And then Mark is,
watch that show.
Mark's her son's name, right?
Yeah.
So he, I guess, was named after Mark. That's interesting to me, too. Like,
yeah.
So her son's name is Mark.
Because that's David's brother.
Right. And then I was just wondering, I mean, I guess they don't really touch on when the character passed, but either way, whatever.
And then DJ being a grown-up is like the freakiest thing. Oh,
it's the freakiest thing ever. And my favorite part about that is that he married the girl he refused to kiss on the show in the 80s because she was black. And now they're married and they have a little girl and they're so cute. And I'm like, oh, I love this. Mark wants to wear girls' clothes to school and they're
and
afraid.
And Dan cannot handle it.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to get bullied and whatever. But he's mm-hmm. like, well, do you? And then Roseanne's like, when she talks to him, she's like, do you think you're a girl? No. Oh, you just like to wear? Yeah.
Okay. You know I don't get weepy like you do when I'm watching TV, but I was like all weepy when I was watching that.
Totally.
And I was like, I can't handle this. This is the sweetest thing, that little boy.
That was awesome. And even Dan, got all like, okay.
Yeah, Dan was like, I want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. Cute. I thought it was good. There were a lot of parts that I could have done without.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm really anxious to see how the new stuff goes.
Yeah. I think the new show will be interesting. And
I should probably finish watching the other ones. I never finished. All right. Well, let's wrap up Roseanne.
Yeah.
And remember that we have an Instagram page. And you can go on our Instagram right now, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to be giving out swag.
Totes.
I don't know if I told you this. We're going to be giving out swag to a random commenter or reviewer, anybody who comments, reviews us, anything like that. We're going to pick somebody every month and we'll mention your name on the show and
send you
we'll
some goodies. Some
so do fun. That. Instagram. We're also on Twitter.
I kind of want to dress up this year. I think my new thing this year is going to be to sit in the driveway with a fire pit, hand out candy and beer to the
and
adults.
And beers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. All right. Well, if you need help,
you can come on over.
Oh, good times.
Good times.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. That was like the count.
A one, a two, a three. Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV tangents.
That was the owl. I just did the owl.
What owl?
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop owl? A one? A two? A three?
Maybe that's what I do, too.
You kind of
I love that owl.